Hello and welcome. I'm Kit Fury. I'm a belief and energy transformation expert. And I'd love to share with you some information about how your miraculous mind works, why it is that we get what we think, not necessarily what it is that we want, and sharing some fast, easy ways about how you can get what you want. Now, one of the reasons that I am so passionate about working with the other than conscious mind is that what we know from neuroscience is that up to 99% of the results that we get in life, up to 99% of the way we experience life, is a direct result of the, if you call it a movie, running in the subconscious mind. It's really not attributable to the conscious mind to nearly the extent that most people think. Now, the subconscious is responsible for all of those automatic functions of your body, like not having to consciously remember to have your heart beat or consciously remember to breathe. But the subconscious is also the record keeper for your entire life's experience, including the beliefs that you formed about the world and your part in it. That's all well and good if the beliefs that you have formed, most of which were, yes, formed before you were 7 years old. And unless you've had occasion to update them, either because of an experience or because you've made a concerted effort to do, quote, inner work, likely the greater part of the movie that's running in your mind was scripted before you were 7 years old. We think about 60,000 thoughts a day. And Deepak Chopra cites a study indicating that about 95% of those thoughts are the same thoughts that we had the day before, and the day before that, and the day before that. And here's the real shocker. The study also indicates that about 85% of those thoughts are negative. Now just imagine what you could do for yourself if you could change those proportions. If you could update the movie, if you could edit the script, if you could revise it so that what is going on in your subconscious is aligned, is congruent with what it is you consciously want to be doing, being, having, experiencing in your life. Now, the subconscious mind gets programmed in several different ways. As children, especially before age 7, we just took in our world as if it were true. We didn't have an adult's wisdom, capacity for perceiving and evaluating what we were experiencing. We just took it all in as if it were true. And I've heard it said that children are astute observers, but lousy interpreters. What we know for sure is that if a child experienced something upsetting, the child made the decision that was the best possible decision in that moment. And if it was in a moment of emotional excitement, likely a belief or a conclusion was formed, and that has become a filter on all of the subsequent experience in life. So here's a little litmus test that I find useful. If you have an experience and an unpleasant emotion just travels through you as if it were a lightning bolt, likely it truly is a function of the present moment and what you are experiencing right in that instant. However, if you're mulling it over, if you're churning, if you're pondering, if you're stewing about it 20 minutes later or even more than that, longer than that, what you can know for sure is that some pastime memory has gotten triggered, has gotten stirred up. So let me give you an example. Now, spiders, by and large, don't bother me. They're not my friends, so to speak, but they don't bother me, except those ones that are the jumping ones. And I'll tell you, anytime I walk by one of those spiders and it jumps off the wall at me, it startles me. And that startle reflex does just go through me like a lightning bolt. Well, that's just based in the moment because it's there. I experience that moment of, you know, startle and being alert, and then it dissipates. And experience purely in the present moment. But if I have an experience where someone says something, and I'm upset, and I'm mulling and churning and stewing, what I know is that experience is mirroring some subconscious belief, some activity that I had at an earlier time in my life, and chances are very, very good that it was as a very young child. Now, if you want to update your subconscious, you can program it by repetition. To me, that is the long road home. It's not my favorite method. Affirmations will work, but it requires that you be really consistent over a long period of time and that you be focused, that you be diligent. To me, that's like trying to drill a hole in a rock by dripping water on it. In moments of extreme emotional excitement, the subconscious can become programmed instantly. That's like a phobic response. You don't develop an aversion or a true fear of something over, you know, multiple exposures. If you have one really extreme exposure, that's enough for a phobic response to be created. Now, the third way, and the way that is absolutely my preference, is to apply cutting-edge tools, tools from the emerging field of energy psychology, to dance with, to access, to harness, and to redirect the subconscious. Tools that can literally go to the root causes of those patterns that are causing and creating other than optimum experiences. I've made it my life's work to stay abreast of these tools and to apply these tools to help my clients. And I truly feel honored that I get to watch clients create miracles in their lives. Now, one of the tools that is a favorite of mine comes from a discipline called Be Set Free Fast, developed by psychologist Dr. Larry Nims. But rather than giving you an exhaustive description of how it works and why it works and what it is about it that is so powerful, what I would like to do instead is to give you a direct experience on some issues that are typical limiting beliefs. Just about everybody, if you don't have them, if you've escaped, my congratulations. But if you are like most people and these are little albatrosses in your inner world, let's take some steps now to begin shifting those. So let me tell you about this tool. It involves giving a one-time instruction to the subconscious. The reason that works is that this is not something to which you'll have resistance. So your subconscious, which is listening and recording virtually everything that you experience, and it's been doing that probably since conception, although I can't cite to a study. But I do have access to studies that indicate that people remember things in utero. So suffice it to say that your subconscious has been on duty recording every single one of your experiences since before that you were born. And we know that the subconscious processes information at the rate of 40 billion bits of data per second. Now contrast that with the conscious mind, which processes information at the rate of 40 bits per second. 40 billion bits in the subconscious versus 40 bits in the conscious mind. So what I do and what I get wildly excited about is harnessing that extraordinary power of the subconscious and helping people align what's going on in their inner movie, that movie script, and get that updated, get that polished, so that it is in alignment with how people really choose to be living their lives. So Be Set Free Fast, again, involves giving a one-time instruction to the subconscious. This will be an abbreviated instruction. When I worked with clients, the instruction that we give the subconscious is about 10 pages long. This one's going to be about 4 sentences. However, it's going to be powerful enough for you to get an experience of the possibilities. Then I'm going to teach you how to do a calibration or take your temperature on some beliefs. That way your conscious mind will have some evidence that something changed, even though it may not know what changed or really be able to wrap its brain around what went on. Then I'm going to give you some statements, and all you're going to need to do is use your cue. The cue is what you will put in place by virtue of the one-time instruction. I'm going to recommend that you choose as your cue the words "all clear," but you'll get to listen to the instruction and then you'll get to choose whether that works for you. And if it does, I'll just suggest that you think or say "all clear." That's all you'll have to do. You will then have this tool in place. All clear will function like a light switch. If you are having an unpleasant experience and you want to shift whatever it is in you that is creating that experience, all you will need to do is notice what you're experiencing, choose or decide or intend to shift it, think or say "all clear," and your subconscious will literally go to work to begin to dissolve the root causes of that upset. And the thing about the subconscious is that it is literal, it is consistent, so each and every time you use your cue, it will follow the instruction that we're about to give it. Then after we've gone through some statements that have to do with self-doubt, we'll do another calibration so that your conscious mind will have some evidence that something changed. Okay, so again, I'm recommending that you choose as your cue the words "all clear." In other words, that will be your tool, that will be your light switch, your signal to your subconscious whenever you intend that it go to work for you. So here are the instructions. We're going to access from the morphic field the instructions and definitions of Be Set Free Fast in this quick Be Set Free Fast version. I'm speaking like this, and when I do, I'm talking to the subconscious mind in all its dimensions and all energy systems it connects to. Whenever I think or say the words "all clear," you will dissolve any thought, feeling, emotion, memory, fantasy, sensation, problem, issue, need to act or react, or anything else I notice on any level that causes me harm or distress or confusion. You will do this immediately, permanently, and faithfully back to the original roots of what you're dissolving. So go ahead and think or say "all clear" to indicate to your subconscious that you choose for the subconscious to follow these instructions each and every time you notice your experience, intend to dissolve the root causes of upsets by signaling to your subconscious to go to work when you use the words "all clear." And let me just say, if someone uses the words "all clear" in casual conversation, nothing happens. Intent is what is the operative trigger here. So now, let's go ahead and give you a direct experience of the power of this tool. We're going to begin by calibrating. I use a scale 0 to 12, 12 being my divine ideal. And I say divine ideal because I want it to be my higher self's standard rather than my subconscious standard. In other words, I want to go beyond my patterns of limitation. 0 is your worst nightmare, far worse than anything you ever will experience. So go ahead and ask yourself, regarding self-doubt, where am I now, 0 to 12, and just trust the number that comes to mind. Your conscious mind is not involved in this process.
doesn't need to understand it or figure it out. Just ask your heart, where am I now regarding self-doubt? And allow yourself to become aware of the number now. And if for some reason you think you did not become aware of a number, ask, and if I had become aware of a number, what is that number now? And you might want to go ahead and jot that number down so you can do a contrast after we've done the exercise. So now what I'm going to do is read some common limiting beliefs having to do with aspects of self-doubt. And you just think or say all clear at the end of each statement. I'll guide you. I'm not good enough. All clear. I'm not good enough to, and I'm leaving that open-ended so your subconscious can fill it in. All clear. I'm incompetent. All clear. I'm all alone. All clear. I'm inherently flawed. All clear. I'm defective. All clear. There's something wrong with me. All clear. I'm powerless. All clear. I'm wrong. All clear. I'm inferior. All clear. I'm worthless. All clear. I'm invisible. All clear. I'm insignificant. All clear. Now just go ahead and take a deep breath. We're going to close this exercise now. I forgive everyone and everything. All clear. I dissolve all anger, judgment, and criticism toward myself. All clear. I dissolve all stoppers. All clear. I dissolve all unforgiveness toward myself. All clear. Now take a deep breath and let's do a post-calibration. So ask yourself once again on a scale of 0 to 12 regarding self-doubt, where am I now? And notice the number that you become aware of. And notice what's changed. If your number moved toward 12, that means you've taken a step toward completely dissolving some of the beliefs in the cluster having to do with self-doubt. And if by chance your number dropped, in other words, moved toward 0, that means that deeper layers of self-doubt are emerging for you to shift and clear. So it's all good news. Till our paths cross again, journey well.